He's very late.
What?
Well, Jeremy's going to be late. He is late. It's 9 already.
Oh, Cynthia, the wine. I can't find it here.
The wine? It should be... Oh, heavens. In the car. I bought it on the way home. It's in the car.
Should have been open at least an hour ago to breathe.
We might not have to open it at all if Jeremy doesn't arrive.
He's never on time.
I'll go and fetch it, shall I?
No, I'll go. In the car?
In the boot. It isn't locked.
If he doesn't come, we can drink it, can't we?
Jeremy. Oh, Jeremy. I wish there was another way to... Oh, that was quick, David. You didn't bring the wine. David, what's the matter?
Jeremy.
Oh, he's arrived. Oh, good.
He's been here for quite some time.
What?
In the boot of your car.
Jeremy?
He's dead.
My name's Adam Kane.
Springbok Radio presents Adam Kane, First Blood.
Jeremy Pritchard.
Traitor.
When?
Around 6 last evening. That's about as close as the doctor will go.
Bullet?
Through the head.
Poor bloke.
Didn't think you liked him.
Well, I don't. But I didn't want him dead. He worked for us.
Quite so. Worked.
Who did it?
Ah, the burning question.
Was he on anything?
Nothing vital.
So it wasn't the other side.
We haven't ruled that out. You never know with those inscrutable gentlemen. They have an awfully random way of choosing their targets.
Yeah, they've had a go at you once or twice.
But if it wasn't the KGB... Kane! Now, where was I? Yes, if it wasn't the KGB, then it leaves us with a nasty poser, doesn't it?
Why?
Well, it's obvious, surely. The man's a DI6 agent, and he's murdered. He wasn't on a dangerous mission. We don't think it's the Russians. Who could have done it?
A jealous husband.
What?
Well, you know Pritchard. Knew Pritchard.
Jealous husband?
Ah, come on, mate. I don't have to draw pictures, do I? Pritchard had a reputation.
Did he?
So you didn't know about him?
Well, no. Was he a bit... You know.
He was a bleeding wolf, mate.
Good heavens.
Especially with other blokes' wives.
I've no idea.
So, there's your motive. Find out which wife he was whipping off to the Regent Palace at lunchtime, and you've got a suspect.
Well, that's for the Yard, surely.
You calling them in?
Hmm. Can't very well do that, can we?
I didn't think so.
Which is why I called you.
Yeah, I thought so.
You'd better find out who it was, Adam, and do the necessary.
Find yourself a seat. Might as well be comfortable.
So?
A drink, or don't you, on duty?
I'm not the copper.
No, of course not. One of the cloak and dagger men.
That's right. I'll have a scotch. Malt, if you've got it.
Of course.
What do you do?
I beg your pardon?
For a crust. Where do you work?
I'm a solicitor.
Oh, yeah, of course. I should have known that. Should have remembered.
Yeah?
Oh, thank you.
Remembered?
From your wife's file. Cheers.
My wife's what?
File. Security clearance.
She has one of those?
Of course. She works for DI6. We all have one.
And you've read hers. I'd have thought something like that was highly confidential.
It is.
Then how did you...
I'm on this case. It was the first file I called for.
Oh, I see. Now...
You invite Pritchard around here for dinner, and he arrives dead in your wife's car. Wouldn't you check her first?
You don't suspect her of the deed, do you?
Well, I don't suspect anyone yet. Where is she, by the way?
Out. She went out.
Out? She knew I was coming.
Yes.
I see. Listen, mate, this isn't a copper's do. It's not official. They don't know that Pritchard's dead, and they're not going to. At DI6, we do things our way. You understand?
It sounds highly irregular.
Being a solicitor, you'd know that. Oh, yeah, it is, mate. Highly irregular. Which means that I can do what I bleed and will please. Do you understand that?
I'm beginning to.
And your wife would do herself a favor by being here when I say I'm coming round.
I'll tell her that.
Great. Now, tell me about Prichard.
Well, I hardly knew him. He was a colleague of my wife.
Yeah, wasn't he just?
She invited him.
Were you consulted?
Of course.
I don't want to be personal, but I'm going to. How old are you?
I beg your pardon?
You were. I can find out.
53.
And your wife?
I'd like to know what this has got to do with...
I can find that out, Sue.
27.
And good looking with it, isn't she?
Yes, very.
Where did you two meet?
This has absolutely nothing to do with Pritchard.
I told you, I do things my way. Where did you meet?
Well, I met her at her father's house.
Oh, yeah. You're an old friend of his, aren't you?
I don't know why you're bothering to ask all these questions when you obviously know all the answers.
Because I'm nasty. That's why. You met her at her dad's little castle in the country, which he can't afford to keep up no longer, right? And you, being an old friend of his, offered to patch his leaking roof and cover the mortgage if he put in a good word for you with his daughter. Am I warm, Mr. Willard?
You're quite wrong, Mr. Kane.
Clara, my dear, I didn't hear you come in.
Neither did Mr. Kane. And he is supposed to hear everything. You have quite a reputation. Do you know that? The girls in my section have lurid dreams about you. I can't think why. You're not at all good looking. Your glass is empty, Mr. Kane.
Nothing much here.
No.
I thought you'd made rather a bit of progress than this.
Did you?
It is urgent.
Blimey, it's been 2 days, mate.
You aren't the police, Adam. You don't have to go through the proper channels. You don't even need evidence for the conviction. All I want is the answer and the solution, and we can close the case. And that can get Devnish off my back.
There ain't an answer. Not yet.
What about Willard?
No, I don't think he did it. He was the bloke who found Pritchard in his wife's car, remember?
Might be cleverer than we think. He is a lawyer.
Yeah, well, he's not. I'll stake my life on that. It wasn't Willard.
His wife?
Now, there's a possibility.
A terrified her husband will find out about their relationship, shoots Prichard, dumps his body in the car, forgets, drives home.
Would you forget a body in your car?
I'm not a woman.
Careful.
You think it's the girl?
No.
But you just said...
A possibility, nothing more. A remote possibility. She might have had a motive. I haven't found out if she was having it off with Prichard. Nobody in her section will talk.
Then try his.
What?
Pritchard's section. Try someone there.
Oh, I hadn't thought of that.
Just a fellow? Yes, hang on a moment. Yes, here it is. Smith. Adrian Smith. Sir Busby Pritchard's closest friend. Worked with him for the last 7 years. 5 in that section. Try him. You know how men like to boast. He should know.
Yeah. Smith, you said?
Yeah. Adrian Smith.
I'll take a seat.
So?
I'm glad you came to me.
Are you?
Delighted, old man. You are investigating poor Jeremy's demise, I take it?
Yeah.
Good, good. I knew the old firm wouldn't let him down. Adam Kane, best in the business. Oh, you'll find him. Or her.
Well, I'm not doing too well at the moment.
Ah, because you haven't been to me, have you?
You know, Sonny?
That's right.
What's up, mate?
He was having an affair with that woman.
Cynthia Willard?
Who else?
Come on, mate. He had affairs with half the women under 35 in London.
Oh, that's a gross exaggeration. Much less than half, I'd say.
And when did it start?
Oh, slow for him. About a week after she joined us.
A week? That makes it nearly 3 years.
That's right.
Doesn't sound like him. I thought he was the loving and leaving type.
No, no, no. Oh, he loves them, but hardly ever leaves them. Can't bear to break their hearts. Couldn't bear. Oh, dear. Poor old Jeremy. It was inevitable, of course.
You mean he had others during his relationship with Mrs. Willard?
Hundreds.
I see.
Well, there's your motive.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, either Cynthia herself or her old man. It couldn't be simpler.
Yeah, well,
Oh, excuse me. Smith?
Kane, please.
Who?
Cain.
Oh, yes, of course. It's for you.
Thanks. Hello?
Adam, get up here as soon as you can.
What's up?
Something very disturbing. Please, Adam, hurry.
Now, what's the rush?
You know this gentleman, I take it?
Do I?
Spence. Central Records.
Oh, yeah.
Morning, Mr. Cain.
Mr. Spence has some rather vital information for us.
Oh.
Concerning Jeremy Pritchard.
He had two files out, Mr. Cain. Top secret. Director's eyes only.
How did he get those? Talked you around?
Yes, sir. I mean, it's happened before. You've had files out that you shouldn't.
Yeah. Well, what about them?
He didn't bring them back.
What?
They've disappeared, Adam. He had no need of those files. I think it rather changes the whole complexion of the case. I'm very much afraid Jeremy Pritchard was a double agent.
Oh, but not Jeremy. He couldn't be a double. It just isn't on, Cain.
And maybe you'll tell me where he got the two files from and where they are.
I haven't the faintest idea.
You shared a flat with him?
House, actually. Hampstead.
Yeah, it would be.
What?
Doesn't matter. Let's go there.
To the house? Well, why?
Have a look around. You don't mind, do you?
No, of course not.
I say, do be careful.
Why?
Well, those are rather nice things. Jeremy was very careful with his things.
Well, he won't mind now, will he?
All the same.
Listen, mate. We're looking for two top secret files. Vital stuff, they tell me. Security of the West and all that. Don't you think it'd be a good idea to find them?
Well, of course, old man. Well, if you put it like that.
Then you get into that lot over there, those cupboards and things.
Yeah, all right. I say, not there.
What?
Not that tall boy. That's my stuff.
Is it, indeed?
I wouldn't find them in there.
No, I wouldn't.
What are you looking at?
Oh, nothing interesting. Find anything?
Not a sausage.
Maybe.
Yeah, it is, rather. Shall we carry on?
Yeah. Clean the place out. A negative answer is better than no answer at all.
What?
Doesn't matter. Yeah, have a look where. Where else did he keep stuff?
Well, it might be in the...
Oh.
Good morning.
I didn't know. I'm awfully sorry.
Hang on.
What?
Just a tick. Can we help you, Mrs. Willard?
No, I just came to... it's nothing important.
Maybe not. Smith?
Yes?
You carry on here. Come on, Mrs. Willard.
What? Where to? What do you want?
A little talk. We'll be in the kitchen, Smith. Drinking tea.
I'm sure you know the whole awful story.
That depends.
On me and Jeremy.
Yeah, I know that bit.
I was going to finish it. I knew he'd been playing around. I knew I meant very little to him. I was going to confront my husband with him. Make a clean breast, you know.
Rather overdoing it, eh? You could have told him quietly.
I wanted to embarrass Jeremy. That's what he hated most, being embarrassed.
I see.
But I didn't kill him.
No, I don't think you did.
I've no idea how he got into my car.
What were you doing here?
What?
Now, what did you come for?
Photographs and things. Incriminating things. You got in ahead of me.
You can have them.
Thank you.
Just tell me one thing.
What?
When you drove home from work the night he was killed, did you stop on the way?
Yes, to buy wine.
Which you put in the boot of your car?
Of course. I see what you mean. There was no body in it. Not then.
And you didn't stop again?
No. Yes, I did.
Where?
Here. I came here. But just to be sure.
That Pritchard was coming to dinner?
Yes.
What did he say?
I didn't see him. Adrian Smith said he'd already left. I had a drink to steady my nerves and went home.
I see. Right. Off you go. I'll find all the pictures and let you have them in a plain brown envelope.
You're really rather nice, Mr. Kane.
Well?
I know who did it.
Wonderful. Who?
I'm not telling.
Adam!
It wouldn't do any good. I might be wrong. Let me be sure first.
I could make you tell me.
Yeah, but you won't.
No. Just be sure of yourself, Adam. That's all. Remember, this is no longer a simple murder. It involves a double agent.
Yes, I know.
The Devonish will have your hide if you foul up.
I'll have yours first, old son.
I told you everything, Mr. Kane. Honestly.
No, I don't think you did, Spence.
Look, why else would I come up and tell Mr. Spencer Dickens everything if it wasn't the whole truth? Oh, I'm going to get the sack now. I know I am.
Maybe not.
You think so?
If you keep going from where you left off.
What do you mean?
Those two files. They weren't the first ones that Pritchard had taken out.
Of course not. He'd had hundreds. You all had.
Well, you know what I mean, Spence. Files he shouldn't have had. How many others? For your own good, Spence.
Not Pritchard exactly, but for him.
What?
Other people collected stuff for him.
Who?
Well, his mate, Smith. Once or twice. And that nice bird from Section 8.
Not Mrs. Willard?
Yeah, that's the one.
Well, action at last.
Yeah.
Willard. Which one, Adam?
Wait and see.
I really ought to...
What?
I don't know why I put up with this nonsense from you. Why don't you tell me what's going on?
Simple.
I wish it was to me.
Because I don't know myself.
Yes.
Mr. Willard, this is Mr. Spencer Dickens, my boss.
How do you do? I hope this is important.
So do I.
Won't you both come in?
Oh, ciao.
Is that... Oh, hello.
Hello, Mrs. Willard.
You said you had something to tell me.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, here. These are for you.
What?
The, pictures I promised you.
Pictures?
Well, nothing important.
Won't you sit down?
So. Well, don't you want to check that they're all there?
Not now.
No, probably not.
What is this, Cynthia?
It doesn't matter. I'm sure they're all correct.
They're not, actually. There's one missing.
Which one?
The picture of you.
Adam, do you really think we ought to?
Yeah, I do. Let me do this my way, Viv. Your other friend, Mrs. Willard. Your other little mate at DI-6. We haven't heard much about him, have we?
Friend?
Yeah. Boyfriend. Sorry about this, Willard, but you must know what's been going on.
Yes, he does now.
It really has nothing to do with you people. This is between my wife and myself.
Can't we leave it, Mr. Kane?
No, because first we have to find a murderer and a double agent.
Double agent?
Yeah. It wasn't you. It wasn't your old man.
Of course not.
And it wasn't Jeremy Pritchard.
Wasn't it?
No. Our bloke's one and the same man, killer and spy. Nice bloke.
And you know who?
Oh, yeah, I know. And so do you, Mrs. Willard, if you think about it. Can only be one man. The man you're standing next to in a picture I've got here. The picture I kept. Very loving, eh? Shouldn't have pictures like this taken, Mrs. Willard. Do you want to see who it is?
I rather think I'll have that.
Well, took you a bit longer to show up than I thought it would.
No, it didn't. I've been here for some time, listening, Kane, with interest.
Him?
That's right. Adrian Smith. Having a quiet thing with his best friend's girl. Stealing files in his best friend's name and flogging him to the Russian embassy. Nice friend.
Clever friend.
Not so clever. You've had it now, mate.
I don't think so. Nasty little family tragedy. Four bodies. And nothing to connect me with it at all. You first, Kane.
No!
Cynthia! Too late!
You've got to learn to keep your eyes off the lady, Smith. Get hold of his gun, Viv, and let's take him to the lockup. These nice people have got a lot of things to talk about, haven't you, Willard? And be nice to the lady, or I'll have your ride.
That's enough to last me a lifetime. I thought he was going to shoot us.
He was.
And you expected him. You knew he was coming, and you made no preparations.
Ah, what for? I'm better than he is. I would have got him.
Not if that girl had made a break for him, distracted him.
You know, Viv, there's some times when I think you don't trust me.
My Name is Adam Kane is written by Dale Cutts and directed by Margaret Heal.
My name is Adam Kane.